Where's my bag? Okay. I have a bike here. Eva, did you move to the corner? Because it doesn't fall on you, okay? Thank you. Right, okay, it'll be a very short talk. First slide, please. Right, okay. Do you know what the story behind this photo?
Yes.
Nikki?
Bike.
Yes.
For, I think it was 4 days. It might be 5 days.
5 days.
It's 5 days, yes. Raising money for children in need.
Children. So this is Paddy McGuinness, and he is a Radio 2 presenter, and he was riding that special bike about 320 miles from Wrexham in Wales to Glasgow. And it took him 5 days. And he raised £100 million towards children in need. So that's a wonderful, wonderful that feat that he has done. Now, I have a question for us, okay? Are you ready? I have a bike. If I want to ride from here in Bletchley to, let's say, Edinburgh, okay? What sort of problems do you think I'll come across, and what do I need to prevent me, to overcome those problems? Yes?
Potholes.
Potholes, yes. So what do I need if I come across potholes? Puncture repair kit. Puncture repair kit ready. What else? What kind of problems do you think I come across?
The dark.
The dark. So I need lights. Lights. Okay, what else? Mia? Sorry? Bad weather. So I do have my raincoat somewhere. Okay, yes, it's somewhere in there. Just imagine it. What else is there? Yes, Emma. Impatient drivers. So what do I need? A helmet. Yes. I thought this would be the first one, but anyway. Health and safety officer somewhere? No. Okay, it's fine. What else? Cycling? Shorts, cycling shorts. In the winter? It's in there somewhere. The expensive ones. Sorry? A very comfy saddle. Yes, okay. Isabel? Sorry? Yes, so the brake can come loose. So I need more repair kit, don't I? In my bag. And? High vis. Even though sometimes they feel a bit useless because of impatient drivers or whatever. Don't be that. Anyway, so this is what I will need to get to Edinburgh from Bletchley. Life, actually, before that, and what I will need: food and water, basic things. What was that? A map, a sat nav, probably. Yeah, because it's very difficult to read a map and ride. You probably need something like a yeah, that's right, okay. Very important thing that we need as well is, as humans, is hope with all of these things that I'm gonna come to that. All of the equipment, all of the safety gears, plus as humans, we need hope. I will explain that in a bit. So, life is a bit like a journey, isn't it? It has ups and downs. It has its dark times. And then you wait for the light to come, as you can imagine, you riding to Edinburgh, especially in the winter, not much light. And there will be sorts of problems. There will be all the sorts of problems that you mentioned. Potholes, light, darkness, impatient drivers, everything will come our way. Sometimes the troubles come from outside. Sometimes the troubles come from within. Can I make it? Am I really ready for this? I need to go back because I can't carry on. These are the problems that we will face in life, and probably that's what you are facing. More of the downs than the ups at the moment. But like I said, humans need hope. We are not just driven by survival instinct. That's what animals do. We are more than that. And every kind of human, all kinds of human, all kinds of people need that hope, especially when we are suffering. We need to give meaning to the suffering. Otherwise, it does not make much of a difference between what it means to be a human and animals. So, with all of the equipment that you need for your journey on the road, on the life road that you're on, we need hope. The thing is, everybody hopes. If I ask you what your hope is, everyone will have something to say. The question is not that people do not hope. Everybody hopes. The question is rather, what is your hope on? What is the object of your hope? Because everything that we do in hope. You get married in hope. You do business in hope. You go to school in hope. You walk about doing your thing in hope that it will have an impact. You go to sleep at night in hope that you wake up in the morning. So everything we do in hope. However, how is that different from the hope that we're talking about today, the hope of Advent? The Christian hope is not something about optimism. It is not an idea. It is not based on what we think will probably be a good thing. Christian hope is Jesus personified in flesh and in blood. Christian hope is Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. So to finish, in Psalm 25, 1 to 3, it says, "In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame." So this Advent morning, I want to acknowledge all our hopes. I want you to acknowledge all your hopes. And sometimes, perhaps, those have led to disappointments. However, the hope that we celebrate today has come, has died, has risen, and will come again. The first time he came, he changed the world. When he comes again, he will change the world completely forever. And that is the Christian hope, and that is the person of Jesus. So let's pray.